It's been a while. I'm not even sure exactly what I was going to say, but here's what I'll say now. I implore both of the boards to stop the bickering that's happening right now. I don't think it's helping. And I say that for my board as well as the fire board. And I'd like to talk about how we move forward as well. And I'd love to hear, basically at this point, suggestions for what a steering committee might look like. I'm getting the impression that both boards would like to do that. I'd love to hear. Let's talk some names maybe and get that going forward, because we're 45 minutes into this meeting and we've identified a lot of important things, but I'd like to keep it moving.
Okay. Chief Collins, do you have any comment back on the suggestions for steering committee members and who could be added to make it effective yet inclusive?
Listening to While I respect having input from staff, the pulse of the EMS organization is Pam and Chief Kutzing. So I think that they are the pulse to bring back in. I will also say that as the original intent was, that as we start looking at how does deployment look, how does bringing the two very divergent cultures together, how do you do that? That's where we start reaching in and getting information and dialogue between those groups. So I think that's the important part, because if this is going to be a working committee that brings recommendations back to the commissions for consideration, it needs to be focused on work. And I think that the one thing that Commissioner Cardinale said about the original makeup of the steering committee, it was they're leading almost, if you want to call it, individual task forces that have to go out and get the information and bring it back to be fleshed out at the steering, make sure that it's good information coming to the boards. That the intent was never to have the steering committee do all the work, not get input, and make decisions. That never was the case. So I think that if we go with the recommendations of adding Pam to it, adding Dr. Corsa to it, and I think we can continue work. I've had dialogue with Dr. Corsa that he's going to be able to be in contact, and maybe by email or otherwise, while he's deployed. I think he's still going to be very much engaged, and I think he is a crucial component of how we define the delivery mechanisms and what is acceptable shoot times, response times, and otherwise from a medical perspective. But there's a direct overlay to all the other calls we run. So I would say, short of adding staff that's below Superintendent Hutchins, myself, and Chief Kutzing, I think that the other makeup is fine. One commissioner from each, because that keeps equal distribution. Yourself, Duncan, if you want to stay on and until we close out an annexation discussion, keep Chuck on it from as the former chair of the CAG. And I think, was there one other that you guys had? I don't recall, but I think that sounded reasonable. Oh, and Nathan, of course, who does a stellar job of keeping us on track and keeping documents. I wouldn't want to lose Nathan.
Okay, I have a couple hands up. Bob Jarman, you want to go?
You bet. Now that I finally figured out which buttons to push, Duncan. I've been pushing buttons till I finally wore my finger out. No, I believe that the reason that Chief Collins was hired by Fire District Number 3 was from his all of his years of experience of running dual organizations. He's got the experience to do it. I don't think anybody else in this room besides Frank has run a dual organization before. And I mean, this entire group that's on this call has never run an entire group before. Chief Collins has. I looked very hard to see what mistakes Chief Collins had made in the past before we hired him, and he was very efficient at running a dual organization. And as they always say, no one likes the boss. So when you elect a person to run a meeting and they don't agree with you, of course, no one likes that person. But with that being said, I think that we need to have in the steering committee people that know how an organization runs, has a foot in the door to try to put an organization together. I believe a commissioner from each organization should be on the steering committee. I agree with that. I agree with Chief Collins should be on the committee. Chuck should be on the committee. Duncan could be on the committee just for the fact is to represent town, because town does need to be represented, because that is our major call volume. he can look for the faults and that sort of thing that could come forward. And I can never, the new medical director, Corsa, should be on it, because he's also going to be involved in going through and developing the matrices for the future. What is our call time? What is our turnaround time? What is it which constitutes a BLS call? What constitutes an ALS call? Are we meeting the requirements? All the paramedics work under his license. He needs to be involved. And what was the other ones that were mentioned on that? Oh, and never forget Pam or Carl, because they are the organization for the EMS side of it.
Okay, from what I've heard so far, I mean, I think we've got a pretty good idea, and Nathan's got a pretty good list of those that have been thrown out. We don't have to decide right this second, but it sounds like we've got a pretty good makeup of what we have for a steering committee going forward. What I'd like to concentrate now on, if we don't mind leaving that for a second, is what will be the first task of the steering committee, and what do each of the organizations want to see coming back as an initial report from this newly configured steering committee? It sounds like that's the initial governance issue. Is the first thing you want back a discussion on operations, or do you want a discussion to come back on what the governance of the ongoing discussions will be? As I understood it, and this was my understanding at one point in time, is that when this was all said and done, that the fire department was going to be taking on many of these, many of the responsibilities currently by EMS, and that there will be a new organization under the fire department that would in some manner take on all of this. When I hear the two of you speak now, I'm hearing a different type of governance issue coming up. So can we talk for a minute about what is the hospital's concept of the after and operating versus what is the fire department's concept of it? Because I don't hear them being the same. Does someone from the hospital district want to step out and comment on that?
I will. This is Commissioner Lachine Seitz, if nobody else wants to. I think we need tasks and a timeline. What we've wanted for a long time are road forward, tasks and a timeline, everything that needs to be done, and in what order. We've talked a lot about the different order, and there may be different perspectives on that. So the steering committee does need to get together and say, okay, how does it look? And what does it look like? So that would be very informative and help us a lot to see where everything fits, all the pieces, where they fit. Anybody else?
This is Commissioner Loring, that's the next step I see as well. Essentially filling out the Gantt chart, putting in names and dates and tasks. The tasks are actually already there, but just to figure out who is going to help provide that information and put it together. And whether it starts with an organization chart and then works its way into a budget, that part I think can be decided by the steering committee on the best process for that. But having a plan forward that then comes back to the boards that we can say, yes, that makes sense to us. Let's get going. Let's start gathering the information would be what I'd like to see coming out of the steering committee. As far as governance of the entity post-integration, I don't think I have any thoughts on that at this point.
Okay. Anybody from the fire department have any thoughts on that?
Oh.
Albert?
Whoa, hang on here. I'm just driving off the ferry. I'll catch up to you in a minute.
Okay, thank you. Bob, do you have something?
Yes.
You're on.
Okay. Hello,
Bob. Okay. Yeah.
So, I'd like to go back to that. What I'd like to see the steering committee come out with is to give us a bloom picture of what the overall organization would look like. That's what my major goal is to get what the organization would look like. It doesn't need to have an org chart yet. It just needs to have what the organization would look like. That way we can go ahead and move forward. When fire does start to provide EMS service, combined services, what will we look like? That's my goal to get through with everything. And not only what will it look like, but what will our response times be? What is the overall organization? And until we can come up with that, we need people on the steering committee that have interest in it and also understand how an organization works to come up with those answers.
Okay, in combining those two together, what if the first goal of the steering committee were to present a picture of what the overall organization would look like in the after, and then present a task and timeline to get there? Am I hearing the right thing from everybody? Is that it's okay to paint the picture of what you'd like to see it look like in the long run, but then we need to have the tasks and the timeline for how we get from here to there. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
That is an accurate statement, but it is an accurate statement. The thing is, though, is the timeline, but we still have to come about how we're going to fund it. We still have got to have a plan to move forward to get the voters to approve our plans. So we've got parts of the puzzle together. We just need to finalize it.
Well, you have nothing to take to the voters yet to approve it until you've got the structure. So if the steering committee comes back to you with an overall, what will the organization look like picture, that's with enough specificity that we can identify it as a functioning organization, and then talk about the different tasks in a bullet point list and a timeline for how long that will take using a Gantt chart or whatever else might be necessary. Would those be two goals to begin with that would make both sides comfortable?
I believe, speaking for myself, it'd make me comfortable.
This is Commissioner Clary. I would say that, again, speaking for myself, you know, I think that the steering committee does need to meet. I agree with Chief Collins that the steering committee, you know, facilitates what the boards, what their will is. And I don't believe the boards have really spoken. Like, I believe that our board finds it very important that all the members of EMS would work in the integrated EMS fire district. And I don't know that that's part of the plan. So when the steering committee meets, that's going to be something that the members from the hospital district need to have as input, that everybody is included in that. They've asked for that from fire, and they have not been able to. They've had verbal statements, but not a written one from the fire board that they would all be included. There are a variety of things that are critical to them, and I think that needs to happen in the steering committee. I think it's a real shame that the steering committee has not continued to meet, or that let's not look at it in the past, but let's get on with setting up steering committee meetings. I think this is great that we're meeting now, and let's set up the new meetings so that we can get on with the work.
Okay. At this point, we have a task to look at the overall organization, what it would look like, how it would be structured, and get a recommendation from the steering committee for that, and to also have them put together tasks and a timeline to get there. Is that enough? Is that a big enough chunk to chew off to get us to the next phase. Chief Collins, do you think that seems to me, while it's only two items, it sounds like a pretty big list to go through. Are you comfortable with trying to do that?
If you could, just for a sec, reiterate what the two pieces were, but I didn't think it was not accomplishable. So could you repeat those before I agree one way or the other?
Yeah, it would be an overall agreement from the steering committee, by vote, majority vote, however it would work. But it would be the steering committee recommending to both boards what the overall after organization would look like and how it would be structured for operation, as well as we know right now, without having some of the other issues answered. Secondly, would be to make a bullet point list of the tasks that must be accomplished to get to that final organization and a timeline for getting there. And if that includes the creation of a Gantt chart, so we can kind of follow along and see how we will get from here to there. And then if we can agree on that, if we can get that back to the boards, then we would be able to dole out additional, more structured and more detailed elements to fill in the tasks and the organization structure.
I think that's extremely reasonable. I think that where the time is going to come into play from a steering committee perspective is setting those additional timelines. So what I would ask at this point, because I definitely think that those are doable items, when would the two commissions like to have those items back to them so that we have a target move forward that we know if we can or can't make it? So when would you guys like that back, and we can start getting to work on that right now to see tasks with timelines and a proposed organizational structure? What works for you guys?
I think as soon as you can have some information for us, the better. I think these beginning pieces will help us answer further questions as we go down the road. So that's up to you and when you can provide that to us.
Would the middle of September be appropriate, or the end of September for a report back to both boards?
I would say September.
This is Commissioner Lachine Seitz. I'm misunderstanding, maybe, potentially. So the steering committee needs to meet before then, because obviously the steering committee are going to put together these pieces. They're not going to be put together by any one member. They're going to be put together by the whole board. So it's asking, I think we're flexible with when the board starts meets and is able to talk over these questions. And so end of September or even October, if this board needs to meet a couple times to get this picture agreed upon and these tasks agreed upon, that's fine. And we could even, there'll be a commissioner on that steering committee as well to be able to add dimension to the tasks that potentially might be overlooked, or ones that are more important to us than maybe important to other people or may not be thought of. So we can all contribute to that as we go with our regular meetings. Does that make sense? But the task, this all needs to be put together by the committee, right?
You're absolutely correct, Commissioner. I would suggest, because a lot of those are already in structure. So what we could do is I can work with the proposed steering committee with the additives, and we can have some dialogue, relook at what we've already established, and then see what pieces we're missing to get back to you. I think that the end of September is too long if we're going to keep momentum and discussion moving forward. I would say we set a goal by the end of August to have these pieces, because a number of these, especially the task, a list was done. We need to validate that and then put some timelines to what Commissioner Loring was stated is we have a structure. We had asked Nathan to maintain that. Things happened. It didn't get maintained on the Gantt chart. So we have a lot of those pieces. It's a matter of re-upping that and validating that those are still what we need to do. And what I would suggest that the steering committee talks about is it in the right prioritized order? You heard Chief Kutzing talk that we as a group put together the order we were going to work on. What I'm hearing from this dialogue between the two commissions is maybe some of the structures and some of the priorities are different now so that you can make better decisions, and we need to adjust that. And we can do that very easily by adjusting what are the priorities within the task lists and some timelines to do that. So if that sounds reasonable, I can start some conversation with the steering committee and set the shoot goal for no later than the end of August to bring some stuff back to presentation in a setting similar to this with both boards, if that sounds reasonable.
That sounds reasonable to me, for me personally, speaking for myself. But as I pointed out before, we've tasked Chief Collins to put together what the organization would look like. I believe he has almost all the information that he needs to present that to us. So I mean, we're real close to it, but we really can't move forward until we get what the organization looks like. A lot of the legwork has already been done. It just needs to be formalized and presented to us. We need to, and then when it is presented to us, we need to see if we can afford it. What is it going to cost? Are we going to build a Cadillac, or are we going to build a Volkswagen? You know, when it comes to services, you know, so.
I think a lot of the work, Bob, has been done. I think what may be missing to this point is there's concerns that the work was done, and I think the hospital board at least feels that their fingerprints were not on it enough, and that by going back and taking the materials that Chief Collins has already done, we run it through the steering committee, get buy-in at that level, so when we come back to each individual board, they can intelligently discuss what it is and what their comfort level is. And in doing that, hopefully we can, solve the first issue, which is, creating a good working relationship moving forward. So I think that what's been done already may give you a significant part of the blueprint. But we have to remember that it's going to be coming back from the steering committee as a recommendation, and that both the sets of commissioners are going to have to look at it and approve it going forward. And I think that may have been one of at least the missing pieces from a feeling of the hospital board previously, from what I have been told. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's my understanding.
I believe that is an accurate statement, Duncan.
Okay. Well, good. I think
I agree with you.
Well, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn sometimes, Bob. I think that we have a pretty good idea of what the steering committee is going to look like. If we put together the list, the final list of steering committee members, we should probably get a sign off from the two chairs that is, in fact, an accurate list. Annalisa, are you willing to take on that, to do the check off on the list of who we discussed previously? And you too, Bob, are you willing to sign off on it so that we can set a meeting up as soon as possible?
I would like to hear from my board if there are any objections, just because we have spoken previously when we were working to or asking for combined budgets and such about bringing in sort of an outside expert to help us work on those. As long as everyone is fine on the PhD board with the composition as we have discussed, I am fine.
I can tell you that I don't the steering committee membership, as we have talked about it today, is the steering committee to do the work that we've identified today. Mm-hmm. In the future, there may be other experts that would need to be brought into the steering committee on financial issues. And so this is not going to be the final committee without any, I think in the future you can suggest that new members come in or speak to the steering committee. this will not be the final for forever, but at least it'll get us through this first process.
Okay, in that case, I'm fine with it.
Bob, how about you?
Okay, when was that, Duncan, again? I'm sorry.
Okay, I was just, when I work, Nathan's going to be putting together the laundry list of steering committee members that we discussed here today. And I would go through it right now, but I know I'd miss somebody. But once we get that list of steering committee members put together, we're going to send it to Annalisa, and we're going to send it to you, and asking that you say, yes, that's what we discussed, that's what we want. And then I would leave it up to Chief Collins to help organize a group, or to organize the group to get together to have a meeting to start on the task that we have. Are you happy? Are you okay with reading and signing off on the membership list?
Duncan, can we ask Nathan to read back the list?
As I understand it, Pam Hutchins, Dr. Corsa, how do you spell Dr. Corsa's last name?
C-O-R-S-A.
Corsa, okay. Dr. Corsa, Pam Hutchins, Chief Kutzing, Chuck Daldorf, Nathan, myself, would be one member from the hospital board to be determined, and one member from the fire board to be determined. Chief Collins, and I think that's it.
I mean, it's pretty easy. We'll be putting Frank back on the committee.
Great.
From our side, because of his experience.
Perfect.
Roll the eyes, you bitch.
Wow. Seriously, did I just hear that?
What?
Wow,
I'm not sure who it was, but someone wasn't muted. Was that Commissioner Cardinelli who said she rolled her eyes, you bitch? This is deeply troubling. Deeply troubling.
Yeah. You know, good how relationships.
How can we have trust if this kind of behavior is occurring?
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
And you guys won't even show your faces.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
This is Commissioner Loring. I second, third, fourth, all of that. I'm not sure there's, I don't think we can have a productive conversation from now until, I don't know when, but
yeah.
This, well, that was incredibly inappropriate. And I'm really disheartened actually by what just happened.
You know, good relationships are the foundation of this process. And I realize it's been a bumpy road. And I would hope everyone is doing their best. But we need good relationships with all of our partners. Not just EMS, not just fire, but our local partners, the Sheriff's Department, town, the EOC, and other county agencies, our MPD, and this kind of thing does not have a place in this process. We are the stewards of taxpayer money, and we are the stewards of emergency health care for our community, and our community deserves better than this. We have asked for cooperation, and it hasn't, this is really hard when you don't feel respected. We're trying to do the right thing for our community, and we're trying to do the right thing for our staff. And a lot of these decisions and a lot of the oversight that this board has over emergency medicine comes down to life or death situations and life or death consequences for our community. And it's very hard to move forward when there's this type of animosity.
I think that to the extent that the comment was as reported, doesn't have a place in this meeting, and it doesn't have a place in a meeting going forward, and it really never has a place in a public forum like this. So I think that there's lessons to be learned by everybody here, and there's lessons to be learned going forward, and I would hope that the attitudes are going to have to change across the board. I think that if we were to shake fingers at people, there, myself included, there's probably lots of fingers that can be shaken. But I think that comments such as that just don't have a place here, if that's what in fact was said. And I think that we need to put it away, and I think we need to never do it again. And I think that now is a great starting point to say that that type of thing has to stop, or else we're never going to be able to work forward together. Kyle, go ahead.
Duncan, can I ask if that was whoever that was be taken out of this conversation moving forward for integration? I don't know if that was, I don't know who that was, Commissioner Cardinale, whoever that was. I think if that person removed themselves from the conversation on integration, we can continue forward. Otherwise, we can't. He should not be on the committee.
Absolutely not.
He's an elected official at this point. I'm saying calling out whatever happened, I think you've done that. I think that right now we need to try to wrap up today to try to see if we have a path going forward and try to do that. I think that there's probably plenty of time to deal with that issue going forward. But he is still an elected official representing the fire.
Right. I'm just saying I don't want him on the steering committee anymore is what I'm saying.
If and I second
that. If he's a steering committee member, I'd like him replaced with somebody else.
Absolutely.
I do not
I
feel
could
safe
not live with that. I will not live with that.
Okay.
On
the Kyle?
On our steering committee.
Yeah, this is Commissioner Loring, and I'm not really sure where we go. Obviously, a lot of people on the phone heard what just happened. I propose that. Well, I'm deeply troubled. I've got serious concerns about a vindictive, misogynistic statement like that occurring in a conversation like this. And frankly, I don't know who it was. It was a male voice, presumably as somebody on the fire district side. I don't know how we can feel comfortable with an EMS integrating with an organization that has that kind of leadership. Presumably it was the leadership over there. And so I think we certainly deserve a serious apology. I think it needs to be genuine. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I'm not ready to have more conversations about this until that happens. I'm shocked that just happened. I'll be honest. I'm shocked and I'm outraged.
Is there any reason to proceed with this meeting?
I'm happy.
I feel that we should adjourn at this point. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize, Duncan. I appreciate your time.
I fully support that decision.
Okay. For the public hospital
hey, district,
I'm going to call for adjournment and all in favor.
Aye.
Commissioner Loring, I vote yes.
Commissioner Lehman, I vote yes.
Thank you, Chair Lindstrom.
Thank you for your time, everyone. We'll address this later, I suppose.
Hey, Duncan, everybody, before you go, I'd like to apologize for that statement that was made on behalf of the fire district. Also, we will be removing Frank from the steering committee as our nominee. And once again, we'd like to apologize for the statement. It's and we'll be moving Albert onto the committee. And I agree with everything that you all said. So with that being said, I will go ahead and adjourn the fire district's special meeting as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Jarman. There's nothing else.